1979.
Thank you.
you with favor and give you his peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Distraction.
in prayer. Before every sporting event, there is a warming up session. Before every concert, there is the hearing the voices and whispering. The Christians, we too have our work. It's called prayer. Before each meal, there is prayer. Before each worship, some work, there is prayer. Prayer is the way we parallel our lives to the purposes of God, so that God's power can be flowed through them. Prayer is not a manipulating God to our end, but rather letting our Master move us in His mission. There was a story of back when radio was just getting started. NBC received a letter from a prospector who was living in the village of Montana. The letter noted that this prospector enjoyed listening to NBC's radio very much. And next to his dollar and his still, that radio was the only company that he had. They had a problem. Over the years, the still had gotten out of tune. He was writing NBC for a favor. He was asking them to play an air for him the next Sunday week so that he could tune the still. At first, the letter was disregarded by the NBC network. But then after some thought, the manager decided that he would go ahead. So next Sunday evening at 7 o'clock, the regularly scheduled programming was interrupted to the sound of an A. So the prospectors would have the right fit for this fill. Like that fill, all of us get out of tune once in a while. We need to get into fit again. And God wants to do it. Prayer, God is Christ, that he works for us. He's indispensable to the Christian life. This was certainly evident in the life of John the Baptist, not to mention Jesus. John's ministry was his spoken word. There is no record that he did anything else. His proclamation was one that enabled God and God's people to meet for heaven. The purpose of his speech was to transform the hearer's life. Not just to expand our subject. We do the repentance that required to victory that God's given. His emphasis wasn't on explanation, but rather on persuading people to see God's salvation. Because of the awareness of sin, this need seemed to need for Savior. God's word was full of life, though stern and moving. He brought the presence of God into the lives of his hearers. He went to soil of the human soul, so that the seed of the Savior could fall in fine, fertile soil and could quickly germinate and grow. The prayer, John moved the proclamation. The proclamation removes anticipation. John the Baptist prepared the people for action. Isaiah spoke of the mountains being brought low, the crooked being made straight, and the rough being smooth. People came to John and asked him, "What shall we do?" He told them, "They did." I doubt that very many of us today have that kind of response to our proclamation. John was able to get the people around him ready to follow Jesus in both word and deed. We do it today. We salute John. He let himself prepare to meet Jesus. He also prepared those people for whom he interacted. We too, as Advent season, need a time of prayer to properly prepare ourselves for our Lord's coming. We need to proclaim this coming to those around us, that we too might be can take action, that they might